100 word stories.
Hello, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon. I know it's a little late, but I was kind of waiting for a story, but I'll get it up on the feed in a separate post. Anyway, the weekly challenge is wire post the topic to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com, and then you send in the stories and I post them. And it's the weekly challenge for poetry. So let's go ahead and listen to the stories, and I'll get back to you after this.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my story on the topic of poetry. I've never been one for poetry. Give me prose any day. I don't need flowery language or complicated structure. Just give me facts in plain, straightforward terms. It's not that I don't like poetry. I appreciate it. And there are times it's perfect for my mood or the occasion. But I don't go out of my way to find it. The same goes for writing. I suck at poems. I never have the time, and they never really rhyme. Oh, how about that? I'm writing on the train right now, so I guess you could say that's poetry in motion. That's it. Until next time, goodbye.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is called The Dog Walk. Afternoon. The light fails fast. The poetry of the season doesn't escape me as a golden glow hugs the park. It's a feast for the senses. Russet leaves rustle underfoot. Mustard and claret cling on in trees above. I forage with an urgency through damp, decaying debris in a thousand shades of brown. I find a perfect red mushroom straight from a fairy tale, but on I search to avoid a fine. My foot, with full body weight, wins the treasure hunt. It oozes either side of my deep-treaded boot and smells like I should have found it a lot quicker. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye-bye.
To Robert Zaino here with a story on the subject, poetry. In 1892, young Matilda Dunnett travelled by steamship from New York to Liverpool. During the voyage, she and a young man called James Hurt struck up an acquaintance and discreetly became lovers. At some point, James wrote her a declaration of love on a ship's biscuit, its durability promising his faithfulness. It is not known what became of the affair, but Matilda's granddaughter found it among her belongings after she died. The biscuit is preserved at the National Maritime Museum in London. The caption reads, "This ship's biscuit, inscribed with a love note, shows signs of damage by larvae." Poetry.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called Rita Stories Out of the I Ching. She was poetry in motion. You can't let go. An angel from the angel band. A shadow in a wasted land. A specter rising up in the sand. Sweet Lorraine. You know you should run because your feet know better. The mark on the ground is a big red letter. Sweet Lorraine. The spell she casts will be your end. To bottomless pits she will send. Sweet Lorraine. Now you know it's a shame and a pity that you were raised up in the city and you never learned nothing about country ways. You're not the first, you're not the last. Sweet Lorraine. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 1021 with a prompt of poetry. With this novel November, I'm plugging along. I'm at 33,000 words halfway through the month. Things have slowed down because of getting back to work, but I hope to get it done. Anyway, here's my story. Bilbert watched the old man spin up into the sky and disappear. He shook his head. Poetry in motion. Bobby squeezed Patrick's arm. What is wrong with your head? You were going to kill those women. Patrick shrugged away. What does it matter to you? Tears formed in the tall girl's eyes. It matters because you're my brother and I love you, and I don't want you to go to jail. Patrick looked like he had been hit on the head by a brick. You love me? He asked. Even after everything I did to you, you still love me? Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
Roses are red, violets are blue. With a shot to the head, I'm going to kill you. I told you I wasn't the artistic one in the family. If I'd asked my sister to pen a poetic prelude to your last moments, she'd have done a much better job of it. It would have been full of drama, pathos, and emotion. You'd have wept at how she'd captured the moment in all its horrific beauty, but I'm afraid you're stuck with me and my less than brilliant grasp of rhyme and meter. So, roses are red, and now you're dead.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
Jerry was supposed to do a far colony. Faster than light travel made travel fast. But the infrequency of ships along the routes made communication lines less than instantaneous. A data block would collect important information and would be delivered along the route. Sometimes a ship would be lost, and news of a loss would take a while to arrive before another data block could be sent. Jerry sent poetry back to his fiance, trying to entice her to get aboard the next ship. Eventually, she agreed. It wasn't until the next circuit that Jerry learned her ship had vanished.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of stories on the topic of poetry. Let's see, what's the next weekly challenge? It's going to be pencil case. So I'll go ahead and get things started, and y'all work on the stories, and I'll see you in a week. One a day until the day I die.com. Thank you for listening, and as always, keep it brief.
Ah,